Guess what? It is time to rewind. In today's episode, we talked about the planner paralysis, the frustration from weird layout, and the self-help guilt led by blank pages. I also disclosed the reason why I created the Hugo Planner. And if you want to know more about what's going on the planet planner, just take a look at the description box. I will add the links that you may be interested in. And of course, if you enjoy what you are listening, please share with the people that you love. Consider to drop a review or a 5-star review. That would be so helpful to spread the word. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode. Until then, keep it hugged. What is an undated planner? Basically, an undated planner is an organization of days and structures and blocks where there is no date noted inside. You have to write the date for yourself. So that could be really liberating for a lot of people, because if you don't use a planner every day, it's easier to just skip a week, skip a month, skip 6 months, and you still have your planner ready to use when you need it. Some people prefer dated planner because they don't want to write the date each and every day, or they find it confusing to just write down things every time that they are using their planners. And maybe they know that they are going to use their planner every day, so it's probably a lot more useful for them to just go with a dated planner. Maybe just a side note that I was popping into my head, having an undated planner could be useful if you want to buy from another part of the world. Meaning, in Europe, we start our week on Monday to Sunday. But I know that North America's, probably more United States than Canada, but for what I know, people in the United States tend to start their week on Sunday up until the next Saturday. And it could be quite confusing when you've got a dated planner, when you are used to another type of rhythm. And maybe in that case, an undated planner is a lot more easier to handle and to maneuver when you want to just enjoy the layout of the planner without having to stick to the rhythm of something that you're not used to. Today's episode is a part of the Is It Right or Wrong series, and honestly, I truly enjoy this one because it really helps to debunk common myths around planning and planning practices. And honestly, there are so many BS around that. So let's dive into it. Like, how do you use an undated planner even if you think that you have nothing to put inside, or even if your life seems to be like super flat and it's just the same day after day, and like, you know, lockdown style, and see how you can just tweak things up and how you can just get the most out of your undated planner. Okay, maybe a little disclaimer. You don't have to use an undated planner or even a dated planner, because I know that sometimes we can't afford like a very fancy thing. So just start with what you have. Go to your favorite dollar store and find a cute notebook and just start there. There's no date inside, so maybe that could be a great starting point if you've never tried or used a planner before. And then maybe just build a momentum on, okay, I love using my notebook, but maybe I need something a little more structured. So I may want to just dive into something more quote-unquote academical, not in the sense of going to the university or going to college, but just more, more structure without being very rigid. And you know what? I got your back, because I created some printable PDF. They are a monthly edition, dated and undated, so you can just test for yourself for less than the price of a fancy venti Starbucks. All the links will be added below, of course. All right, I do have 6 ideas on how you can use your undated planner when you don't want to plan and when you think that you have nothing to put inside. Tip number 1, you can organize your exam, your schedule, or your rehearsal times, your the time that you just stay in front of your desk and just learn what you have to, so you can go through the exam and get good grades, basically. So if you really don't want to plan what you have to do, at least you can use your planner to organize your revision, the exam, the date, and maybe what you have to deliver if you've got previous smaller exams or things that you have to work on, like groups, papers, or mini dissertation or that kind of stuff. It could be really useful to get an overview of what's going on, because there's nothing more stressful when you are a student to not to be aware of the exam date. And I still remember when I was in university, this was definitely the first thing I tried to know. It was those dates, because it really helped me to organize my previous sessions and how, when, and how intensive my pre-work had to be to get good grades. And it was super helpful, because I go through all my years of university with outstanding grades and honors, and I even ended with a PhD. So it's definitely working for me as an introvert and as a creative to just lay out everything before, so I don't have to think twice of when I do what. Idea number 2, you can just use your undated planner for meal planning and workout sessions. Maybe you have some medical condition and you have to follow a special diet, like I do. I need to go on a gluten-free and a lactose-free diet. So meal planning is super, super useful to me. I tend to look for recipes and things that I want to cook on Sunday, and then I lay out everything that I want to eat and how I can batch cook my items, so I don't spend hours on cooking, but I still can enjoy my daily dose of veggies and things that I like without second guessing of, oh my gosh, I'm on the rush, I'm on the go, what should I eat, when. should I eat that, or is it really gluten free? Because I really don't want to be sick, and I have so many other things to think about. Plus, it really is a money saver, definitely, when you can just batch cook things. There are a lot less waste. You can buy in bulk, so it's getting cheaper and you are saving tons of money. Plus, it really helps you to be more creative in how you express your culinary taste and how you would just want to create things, basically. So sometimes I'm craving tuna, and sometimes I'm craving papers. Sometimes I would go with sushi for almost a week, and that's okay because it's really just like mix and match and do things my own way. And using my planner to do that is really helpful. So maybe in your planner you have enough space, like in the Hygge planner, to just jot down what you eat for breakfast, lunch and dinner. Or maybe you just have nothing to write in your undated planner or your dated planner, and just use the space to organize your meal. Or maybe you are competing for, I don't know, a health competition or a health and fitness competition, or you want to improve your physique because that's a goal that you have and that's okay. So you may want to track down what you eat and what you do, like I walked 10 minutes, or I lifted half pound weight today, or I don't know what you are doing, like in terms of health and fitness regimen, and by all means go and see a physician so your health is not at stake at all. But that could be something interesting for you to consider if you want to just get a way to document your progress and have fun. Tip number 3 is linked to my mom, because a couple of years ago she had to go through 2 surgeries, very common to be honest, but it was eye surgery, and those type of surgery need a really, really strict health protocol when it comes to post-surgery care, like a tons of things to clean and then to add into the eyes so that it will recover completely and so on. So for about 8 weeks for each eyes, we had to go through this protocol, and honestly, it was so specific and so strict that having this undated planner that I just printed and I wrote down every tiny steps of the protocol for each and every day for the next 8 weeks was a lifesaver. It really helped me to do things at the right time, in the right order, without even double thinking about it each and every day, like reading those prescriptions and trying to understand, oh, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do, but is it before or after? I did it once. I outlined everything, and then each and every day I just tackle one after the other. And it was easier, a lot easier. Same goes if you are taking some, I don't know, like vitamins, or if you are taking care of your skin condition. Maybe like me, you have some, you went through some eczema or some psoriasis or this kind of things, and you really want to know if you are testing something new, how is it going? Is it getting better? How do you feel? Or things like, I made an allergy to this product, so I won't use it anymore, but this one is getting better. This kind of stuff, like taking care of your health using your planner, could be a good way to document in a very easy and non-formal way. Okay, tip number four, keeping up with your gardening task, especially because we're entering into spring and it's getting a lot busier in the garden. So if you are into gardening, if you are into plants and flowers and things that you want to water and nurture and taking care of and grow, and what kind of seeds you want to buy and how you're supposed to make them grow, when you're supposed to harvest, or ideas on how you want to keep them for the next year. These kind of stuff can be really overwhelming if it's on the same page of any of the other stuff you're doing each and every day. So maybe tracking your garden on separate undated planner could be a good idea for you. You may also want to consider the moon, because gardening with the moon is so useful. My great-grandmother was definitely a champion with that. Her garden was, oh my goodness, over the top, and flowers were amazing. So maybe that's something you want to just take a look at. Tip number five, if you are a bookworm, or if you have a book circle or reading circle, I'm not sure on how you say that in English. So basically, just when you meet other people who want to read the same book as you are, and you are talking about it and just having fun and maybe drinking some tea and talking about the characters and the author and the style and whatever you want to do in this kind of reading sessions, maybe having your undated planner devoted to the books you want to read, what you were thinking about the books, or the thing that you want to do in your reading meetings and circles could be a good idea, like having your book list ready, knowing where you are in your book list, maybe updating it because some new authors are popping each and every day. By the way, if you don't know, I released my first ebook called Comfort Zone Rocks. It's a 124-page book, easy to read, with tons of backstories and ideas and tips. So if you want to give a go, I will be adding the link in the description. And the last tip number six, is about your creative endeavors. Maybe you are taking some courses, and I love doing courses on Domestika, or using Skillshares, or using what I've used in the past, Craftsy, I guess, or maybe any other free YouTube tutorial that you can find interesting when it comes to creation, and you just want to give it a try, and you want to see how things are going for you, because most of the time when you use your creativity or your creative ability to quote-unquote tune in with what you want and who you are and turn into a more almost like a meditative state, it takes time and it takes practice. It took me years to know if I, what kind of medium I really enjoyed. Was I capable to use more some pencils or more paint, or what kind of paint? I still have a love-hate relationship with watercolor. But I know that oil painting is not my jam at all. Same goes with old pastel. But soft pastels I really enjoying. And that kind of things you may want to try and see what you really love. I'm not good at all with scrapbooking because there are too much layers, but I love having a junk book when I just pop everything that's coming into my head and quote unquote it becomes a piece of art, even if it's just for me. And it's just to brain dump and see where my brain is leading me, or my emotions sometimes. So that was the last tip that I had for you. So now it's time to rewind. It is time to rewind. In this episode, we went through the difference between an undated and a dated planner, why it could be super useful for you to get your hand on an undated planner even if you have nothing to put inside it, and I give you a couple of tips and ideas around what you can put in this undated planner, like how to schedule your exams, like surgery or gardening or even creative endeavors. So go back and listen the episodes and the segment linked to these tips. You will find tons of other ideas inside. As I mentioned earlier, I will be adding all the links I quoted in the description box below. And if you want to get an undated or even a dated printable PDF, you can find it at purdypenrose.com as well. So thanks a lot for listening this episode. If you enjoy it, please consider to subscribe, leave a positive review. It really helps me to spread the word, and share it with a friend of yours. Thank you so much, and I talk to you soon.